Dogs are one of the first domesticated animals that contribute an important role to today's society. Hi, my name is Judah Ani and I am currently enrolled as a student in Professor Bianca Falvo's first year seminar at the Dog Course. Throughout the semester, the course has explored various topics such as evolution of dogs, canines' behavioral traits, and dogs' relationship with humans. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview neuroscience and biology professor Elaine Reynolds. During our conversation, Professor Reynolds spoke highly of her relationship between her and her two dogs, Lane, a golden retriever, and Kiki, a hound dachshund mix.
Oh, yeah. When I get home, all 8 animals come to the door. I call it my animal cloud. Pretty much have a cloud of animals around me all the time. Yeah, it's not all of them all the time, but pretty much I have animals within reaching distance constantly. Yeah. It's a weird kind of thing. I don't think I've ever had that before. This is really in the last year or so that I constantly have animals right around me. So often I have Kiki at my feet under my desk if I'm sitting at my desk. If I'm sitting on the couch or something, Kiki's usually right beside me. Lane's usually like somewhere on my feet, and various cats are in various positions on top of me, yes.
Professor Reynolds got Kiki from Easton Center for Animals Health and Welfare Center. Before that, Kiki stayed at a kill shelter in North Carolina where the center would euthanize dogs. Not only did Kiki's past emotionally traumatize her in new surroundings, but almost in all surroundings.
We got from the local shelter, the Center for Animal Health and Welfare, where some of the dogs were being used for hunting and some of them were actually being euthanized by gunshot. And she was very scared.
Professor Reynolds tries her best to enforce positive auras around Kiki because of her traumatizing experience at the shelter.
She has come a long way. It's like she's housebroken now, but she's still very, very afraid all the time. So she has a safe spot in the house that she'll constantly go back to the safe spot where she feels safe. She'll come out, but then she'll head back to the safe spot.
Various behaviors that include the anxiety Kiki shows often is highlighted frequently in Inside of a Dog by Alexander Horowitz. Horowitz talks about the concept of a moment, which helps one gain one's dog's perspective, originally proposed by biologist Jacob von Wechsel throughout the book. The purpose of a moment is to gain a sense of what one's dog is feeling, which can include emotions of happiness, sadness, or anxiety. Traits that portray signs of anxiety include dropped ears, tucked tail, crouched down, nose licks, and exaggerated blinking. Professor Reynolds often feels as if Kiki displays these signs relating to anxiety as a result of her time at the shelter.
She licks a lot, which is a submissive behavior in dogs. She has a lot of different behaviors that are basically say, please don't hurt me kind of behaviors. Hunkers her head down. Yeah, so she's a very, very sweet girl and she loves people. She learns to trust people, but meeting new people, she'll scoot over and say hi, and then she'll scoot back.
Professor Reynolds gives her dogs a level of mutual consideration that she would give her own child. This type of relationship derives from the similar characteristics both infants and dogs convey. It is generally common for an owner to care for his or her dog as one of his or her infants. Carolyn Knapp supports this type of relationship in Pact of Two by stating, it is fact of family life that dogs tend to be a center focal point for affection, often more of it than human family members. Another author who discusses the relationship between dogs and humans is Alexander Horowitz. She believes that frequent association with anthropomorphism can cause problems in the relationship. However, Horowitz recommends that this type of relationship is inevitable. I too believe that an anthropomorphic relationship can have a consequential influence on the relationship. Anthropomorphism is when an owner enforces human-like characteristics upon his or her pet. Although Professor Reynolds seems to define her relationship as anthropomorphic with her two dogs, she does not force Lane or Kiki to practice human-like behaviors. It is solely because of the mutual respect Professor Reynolds seeks with them.
So I think me and my daughter both look at animals as people. Mm-hmm. So they may not be the same kind of person that we are, but we look at them as people. So they are members of our family. They are, you know, beings that are part of our household. And so they can't express themselves the same way that we can, but they do a pretty good job of it anyway. We certainly run the house, in a sense, but they are part of our family.
From our talk, I sense that Professor Reynolds was attempting to accommodate both Kiki and Lane, even when it came to their training methods, based on what each dog experienced prior. Professor Reynolds assured that Kiki and Lane received the proper training and attention necessary and would even check on them during their training sessions.
So Lane had been through a series of trainings about the shelter. And so we had to go down for multiple visits. And during one of those visits, they went through a lot of the training exercises that they had been putting Lane through. And so we continued with those training exercises. And of course, I read up and, you know, sort of implemented a number of things about dog aggression, like that are things that I work with Lane on. With Kiki, we did hire somebody for a while with Kiki because she was so anxious, mm-hmm. and worked with them one-on-one with Kiki because, you know, new settings are really hard for her and things like this. So this was someone who came to our home and helped us, you know, think about the safe space.
Just as Horowitz advocated throughout, instead of a dog, Professor Reynolds uses a lot of positive reinforcements when practicing these training methods at home. When I asked Professor Reynolds what she normally does when Kiki meets a situation where she needs to calm down, she answered by stating that she usually uses physical contact to reassure Kiki, such as gently petting her. After Kiki displays the respective behaviors properly and has fully calmed down, Professor Reynolds rewards her with a treat. Although Horowitz advises to use positive reinforcements right after a situation, Professor Reynolds noticed that treating Kiki immediately after she executed a task properly can make her feel anxious at times. This completely neglects the purpose of using positive reinforcements. After this realization, Professor Reynolds altered her method of approach by waiting until Kiki calms down before treating her instead of treating her immediately after the situation. The compromise that Professor Reynolds undertook perfectly exemplifies how aware and caring she is towards her dogs.
I'm the other dog, and I talk to him in a calm voice and pet him and, you know, hold on to the leash really tight because he is 95 pounds. So make him feel safe and comforted. He won't eat food when there's another dog around because he's too nervous. Can't use treats in the moment because he just won't pay any attention to him.
Professor Reynolds uses a lot of positive reinforcements when training and treating her dogs. Some owners tend to think comforting and using these positive reinforcing techniques towards their dogs can fail to show the dog who the dominant partner in the relationship is. But this idea is based off a misunderstanding of dominance. As Bradshaw defines in his book Dog Sense, dominance is a description of the relationship. Dominance can affect where one sleeps, eats, plays, runs. All in all, dominance restricts one's access. Some guidelines on how one can assert one's dominance when training one's dog that Bradshaw highlights include not allowing one's dog to eat his or her meal before one has finished one's meal, climb the sofa or bed, or keep the toy at the end of the game. These listed methods perfectly relate to the techniques Professor Reynolds practices with her dogs, Lane and Kiki. When an owner tries to train his or her dog as a wolf, the owner is already making himself or herself the dominant partner in the relationship. However, this does not relate to the type of relationship that Professor Reynolds pursues with her dogs. The techniques that Professor Reynolds uses are similar to those advocated by careforreactivedogs.com. This website encourages positive training methods by presenting them through an acrostic using the word care. Each letter represents a different positive reinforcing technique, which goes into details about ways an owner can practice these techniques. For example, the letter R represents reinforcing desirable behaviors, which suggests ways an owner can have his or her dog display a variety of wanted behaviors. These listed methods perfectly relate to the type of techniques Professor Reynolds practices with her dogs, Lane and Kiki.
Yeah, we do a lot of positive reinforcement with our dogs. I don't necessarily think they're the best trained dogs, but they've come a long way since they started in our house.
As I talked with Professor Reynolds, it became clear to me that the type of relationship she has with Lane and Kiki is very similar to what Laura Gruen discusses in her book, Entangled Empathy. Dr. Gruen emphasizes that all humans have some sort of relationship with animals, whether it is an animal one passes by on the road or an animal one is caring for at home, each situation embodies a specific and different relationship. Entangled Empathy focuses on how humans can improve our relationships in ways where they would seek improvement. Professor Reynolds adjusted various training techniques to ones that would work best with Lane and Kiki. One example where Professor Reynolds demonstrates such an adjustment to improve her relationship with Kiki is when she comforts Kiki during an uneasy situation. Instead of immediately rewarding Kiki after completing a task correctly, like most owners who use positive reinforcements, Professor Reynolds takes Kiki's traumatizing past into account and waits until Kiki has fully calmed down before treating her. Gruen, Horowitz, Knapp, and Bradshaw would all appreciate the way Professor Reynolds cares for her dogs. Professor Reynolds does her best to create a safe place based on her dog's past, place herself in her dog's perspectives, respect her dogs by treating them as dogs, not wolves, and refrains from dominating the relationship. It is clear that Professor Reynolds embodies a good relationship with Lane and Kiki, and it was a pleasure interviewing her. Thank you for listening.